God, I'm talking so much about football. I hate who I am right now. No, dear. When I met you, I was not this person. Look at me now. Look at me now. I'm just talking about sports on your podcast.
That's fine. This is what
I don't even know who I am anymore. See, that's why I'm warning you. Don't even put on one game.
Okay.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Delulu Canoe Podcast. Woo-hoo! It is January. The river is frozen over, but we're still in our canoe, ready to go. We got our oars, and we're just kind of like chipping our way down the river. That's a bit of a struggle because everybody knows I hate January.
January.
But speaking of January, and well, I don't want to say because I don't hate you. That's a little strong. Speaking of someone helping me in the canoe, it's Cosmo.
I was trying to make a segue. You guys felt that, right? That weird energy? No, that's okay. It's all right.
I was really trying to make it make sense, and then it just, like, got away with me. I'm so sorry.
I mean, like, but, like, okay, how about this? Here's a great segue. It's like,
yeah, fix it.
I hate January, but the guy that's cool and his birthday is the following month.
There you go.
In February. Cosmo.
You take over one Delulu episode, and I've lost all of my skill. It's gone. Skill depleted.
I was so nervous that day.
Really?
It was just all three dudes, and I'm like, actually, Adam, Willem, me. And I'm like, I'm opening this?
Oh, I put you in charge.
Yeah, you did. Yeah, you did.
And I kind of thought it would be a mistake, but actually, I watched the episode. You did great.
Yeah, so. I watched it, too. I was just like, I love it. It was cool.
Speaking of things we love, see, segue, yeah. back in. We actually have an incredible guest with us today who I've known for a very long time, and a lot of you have been requesting to have on the show. So joining us today is the Scuba Steph.
I didn't know I was requested. I feel so special.
I mean, you, like, helped
was
me
it, like,
a
two
lot.
People?
It was way more than that.
Oh, that's so cool. Oh, my goodness. Hi.
I think a lot of our followers are just, like, big fans of the Fast Food House.
Yep. Cool, cool,
so
cool.
They've kind of been, like, asking us for a while, being like, so when are you going to bring stuff on? And I don't know. I get, like, a little shy asking people.
I do, too. I'm also like that. Like, I'm like, oh, am I bothering this person?
Mm-hmm.
You're the same way, huh?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, we are. Okay.
I have that moment of, like, am I asking too much?
Yes.
Because it's asking someone to not only, like, get ready, mm-hmm. to, like, mentally be like, I'm about to publicly speak in front of people,
right.
Which is literally the number one fear of,
really?
What was it, like, Americans? Is it, like, number one.
That's
is
me,
public
for
speaking.
Sure. For sure, I have that, yeah.
It's above death.
Wow.
Oh! People would rather be the person in the casket than the person giving the speech.
Oh, my God. I believe it. I believe it.
But, like, luckily this community is so great. Like, it's a lot smaller than, like, a lot of my pages and my platforms, and I kind of love that because everyone here is so nice.
Yeah.
So, mm-hmm.
Well,
you'll
thank
find
you
out.
For having me. I feel so special. And yeah, the Fast Food House. It's been fun. It's been
fun. It's been really great. Like, you guys have really it's evolved. It's completely different now than it was. Like, even when I joined and even before then, like, it's great.
Yeah, we have a lot of fun. We did take a few breaks because, like, I got sick and then that was, like, such a bummer. But mm-hmm. then, like, we're back, baby. So, like, we're filming again. And we'd like to have you come back, actually, by the way. I wanted to talk to you about that. But, yeah, so we are filming and we're having fun. We're bringing in new mascots. And we just kind of, like, we're just silly, like, we don't take it seriously, so if you see our videos, it's usually one take and then we're just making fun of ourselves after that, so we really enjoy it. It doesn't feel like work, it's just messing around with friends, you know.
I encourage, weirdly, a lot of people that see the videos and are like, oh my god, like, how did you get it, like, how'd you get in there? I'm like, you know, I just kind of, like, reached out after I met you at, like, LACC one year.
I think it was WonderCon.
Was it WonderCon?
Was it Jesse?
Was I Woody? Yeah.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
I was like, I have an idea, Texas.
I'm pretty sure, because I remember meeting you, and I was like, Judge Dredd, I think.
Oh, yes.
Yes, 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 yes.
Yes, uh-huh. I totally remember. Mm-hmm. Why did I think LACC?
It's okay.
It's weird.
We're busy. We go to a lot of cons.
We have a lot happening. It's a lot. But a lot of people ask me, like, how it kind of, like, shook out. And so I tell them, like, you know, you should just kind of, like, slide into the DMs and see if maybe, you know, if it works out. Because, mm-hmm. like, obviously there has to be a bit of, like, connection and collaboration, mm-hmm. and vibe, mm-hmm. because mm-hmm. you don't want to bring somebody in that, like, maybe isn't funny. I don't know. Like,
We protect the peace for sure. So we just want good vibes, and you're great vibes. Everyone
Thanks.
Loves you. Everyone's like, Dare's so talented, and you are. She's so talented. We'll give her, like, a script this long, and we're like, hey, like, do your best, and then she nails it. And me, that would take me, like, 30 takes. Because I'm not an actress. I'm not trying to be an actress. Like, that's not a skill set I have.
But it's hard.
You are talented.
Thanks.
And that's why that's why you're an actress. You're in the right field. You're doing good.
Thank you. Is this episode about me? Like, dang. Thank you. Okay, I'm going to, like, quit my day job and just do, like, acting more.
Yes.
But we have the big Delulu question now.
Okay.
Because otherwise, we'll, you know, we could talk forever.
Talk about cosplay forever, yeah.
Yeah, which we still can chat about. Mm. But so a lot of our guests that come on here have been on, like, countless podcasts. And, like, they kind of end up talking about the same things. And I wanted to create, like, a safe space for people to be able to talk about something that they normally wouldn't get the opportunity to talk about. Mm. So we call it being Delulu here. Mm. And I'm dying to know, especially because you have such a creative mind, like, what makes you feel Delulu, or, like, what is running rampant through your mind lately?
You know, it's so funny when you brought that up to me and you were like, just think of something that you're, like, you're hyper fixate on or you're Delulu about. And I was like, I don't have that. I was like, I'm not Delulu about anything. And then I was like, oh my God, I'm insanely Delulu about sports, specifically football. By the way, do not, you're not into football, right?
No.
Do not, and I mean never, get into football unless you want to, like, age 15 years. Like, each game, like,
oh, no.
It is so stressful. I regret getting into it. Like, there are happy moments, but then there's, like, pissed off moments, yeah. And I'm, like, panicking, and, like, I have to, like, turn around. I have a swivel chair when I'm watching some games, because uh-huh. When I'm embarrassed, I have to, like, turn around because I physically can't watch the screen. Mm. Like, it's crazy. But okay, I am Delulu. but I know I'm Delulu. Okay, like, aww. Like I'm very aware that I'm Delulu. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay, so this is what I do. Mm-hmm. So we have football games. I'm a Chargers fan. Bolt up.
Woo!
Bolt up. Hey.
No.
I just learned the, what is it?
Is there a hand signal?
Oh, okay.
Yes.
I just
learned that. Or is it the other way? I don't know. It's one of these. One, yeah. Yeah. Oh, she's a Chargers fan.
Do both.
Chargers fan. One of us.
One of us.
So we have, like, a ritual. It's not a cult, okay? It's not a cult. But we...
It's not a cult.
But we put up all of our decor. So, like, we have, like, these giant, like... The logo is a bolt, like a thunderbolt. Mm-hmm. And so we have it on, like, our Iron Man statue. And then we put it on, like, we all have to wear these bolt necklaces. And then my dogs have to put on their jerseys. If they don't put on the jerseys, we lose.
No way.
Okay, like, it's serious. Okay, I have to put on my jersey. Anyone who's over it, if they don't have a jersey, they have to wear one of ours.
Okay.
They have to. Okay, so it's not even just like, come over. We're just casually watching the snow. You have to either wear a jersey.
The door swings open, you're holding, you're like, yeah. Before you enter.
Or you have to wear some kind of bolt or something, a hat.
In sports, it's the superstitious route.
It's like,
It's like the sock you never wash, or like,
I was going,
like,
to ask about glove, underwear.
Or like the glove that caught the ball, like, in some series, and or the ball that you found from a foul ball from a baseball.
Yes, yes.
And it's like that. You got to bring that. And it's like, everybody rubs it, but hold on to it. Mm-hmm. When they're making a play, just hold on to it. Good vibes. It's like that. It's crazy.
It, why are we like that?
I have no clue.
Because you didn't do it one time and you're like, that's it. It's because of me.
Yeah.
They lost because
of me. But each game, it evolves. Like, I just bought a projector that projects little bolts on my wall. Like, I'm literally crazy now. Like, I
you're in it.
I made all my lights, what are these called? Recess lighting?
Yeah.
I made them all, like, interchangeable. Like, you can make it any color. So, like, the whole house has to be blue when there's a game on. Like, it's next level. Okay.
Oh my God.
And now we listen to Madison Beer before and after each game because she's dating the quarterback, Justin Herbert.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah. They're the cutest couple.
Yep.
And I never knew who she was. And now I listen to her music because it'll help us win.
Oh my God. Oh, okay.
I've never gone this crazy for the Chargers, but for the Saints, I'm not crazy. I'm also a fan of the Saints. My mom's from New Orleans and whatnot, so I'm like, Saints. The Chargers and the Saints are just almost the same field of, like, you can do it, guys. I believe in you guys. And then they get hurt, and you're like, no, stop getting hurt.
Yeah.
So it's not like these are, pardon my French, but these are not shitty teams. They're actually, they have potential to, they have potential to play well.
Yeah.
But, like, once, you know, someone gets hurt on the team, it's sort of.
Yes. Yeah. It's detrimental. It's done. It's done at that point.
So it's not like a team that has no chance in hell.
I mean, the Chargers haven't been good for a minute. We just got a new coach.
Okay.
Yeah. Harbaugh has been like, he's, I hate that I'm talking so much about football. I hate who I am right now. No, dear. When I met you, I was not this person. Look at me now. Look at me now. Look, I'm just talking about sports on your podcast.
That's fine. This is what happens.
I don't even know who I am anymore. See, that's why I'm warning you. Don't even put on one game.
Okay.
If someone invites you to the Super Bowl, be like, I'm busy.
Just don't go.
Just don't go. Okay.
Oh, man.
I'm busy. I gotta do something else.
And then I buy tickets to the games, right? And then it has to be the right game. And what if, like, I buy the wrong game and then we lose because I'm not there? Because now I'm like, we only win if I'm there. I'm.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. And then the tickets are expensive. Like, yeah. You're spending like $300 on like average seats. Like, yeah.
And that's one person.
Yeah. Yeah. And then the parking's like $150. Like, it's a lot.
Jeez.
It's an expensive, delusional lifestyle.
But it's. So we have a stadium, SoFly. It's not bad. Yeah. The bar that I work for is a corporate chain, so they're just about to open up a new one over there by SoFly. So
nice.
I'm like, I'm stoked for that. Yeah. I want to ask you, do you do the fantasy football thing?
I don't. So that's
Thank
where
you.
I won't.
Thank
that's
you.
Where you cut it.
That's where I'm like, okay. Listen, I'm already, I can't.
But I feel like it takes away from actual being a team spirit. You're just more focused on the players.
I agree.
In the whole NFL, not just a team. Uh-huh. And you're more worried about their stats than they're more. And I just don't like it.
I agree.
It creates fans, but you're not really fans of the team, you know?
100%. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm obsessed with my boys and just my boys. I do like a few other. I like Jalen Hurts.
Okay, yeah.
He's a very attractive man, you know, and et cetera, et cetera. Josh Allen, he's cool. Anyway. But yeah, I hate who I am now. But isn't that crazy? I was like, I'm not delulu about anything. What am I going to talk about on our podcast? I'm like, insanely delusional about football. Just football.
I had an idea you were into it because, like, I've seen your TikTok. Yeah. So I was like, okay, there's something going on here. And then part of me was like, but everyone, like, their TikTok content is so different than their Instagram content because TikTok's a little bit more like, post the weird thought that's on your mind, just get it out there, move on, don't edit it or whatever. So I'm like, maybe you're a fan, but like you kind of, it's casual, not that far. Yeah, casual. Like maybe it's not that far.
Good,
but
at least I hide it for social media. I don't seem as obsessive. Cool.
I mean, that's kind of what I thought because like I would come over and like we wouldn't talk about it at all, you know? But that's also because why would we? Like I obviously am not big into it, so we'd kind of focus on the task at hand. But it's hilarious that you were kind of like, I don't have anything I'm delulu about.
I'm so sane. I'm not delulu at
all. Sitting in your jersey with your lights.
Insane. I'm literally insane. I have a Bolt on my Jeep. Actually, I have three of
them.
I have my little, what is it? The smell. What is it called?
Air freshener.
Yeah. It's Justin Herbert. It's pretty deep.
I still have my Natron Means and my Stan Humphries jersey from back in the 90s.
Oh my God.
That don't fit me anymore. Oh my God. I'm like, if I can get this resized, I'll be awesome.
I bet you could.
Yeah.
I bet you could. Add a little fabric on the sides.
Yeah. I was so angry when the people in San Diego were burning those jerseys.
Oh, yeah.
Because,
when you moved.
Yeah.
So I'm a new fan. I've only been a fan of football for 5 years when they were already in LA. Okay, so I get the hate. Like, if they left and went to another city, state, I'd be like, hell no. So I totally get the hate.
Yeah.
Wait, you get them burning the jerseys?
Not that.
Okay,
extreme.
Okay. I was like, wait,
not of, that extreme. Yeah.
In front of the headquarters of like the Chargers headquarters.
They're just mad mess.
Yeah, like jerseys from players that they're no longer alive, like Junior Seau.
And they were
and just mad. And like, okay, I'm from Chula Vista. I've been there for a very long time growing up, and we were always asked to build another stadium because the Jack Murphy Qualcomm Stadium was just horrible.
That's what I heard.
And the last Super Bowl that was there was the Raiders versus the Buccaneers, and it was just the worst. There was crime and all that kind of crap, but the stadium itself was shaking like tremors.
Oh,
it was like
those
pillars
That's
for people
scary.
To leave.
That is
it's
so
never
scary.
Been that packed before. And so they're like, build one. They're like, where? And so they asked everybody, like, you want to put one in Escondido? You want to put one over in Eastlake, or put one right there, like in Chula Vista or downtown? They're like, no. So what do they do without asking anybody? They open up a baseball stadium right in the middle of downtown where I was working. My job got kicked out. Like, they just bulldozed that whole area to build Petco Park. And we thought it was going to be the stadium, but it was actually for baseball.
Yeah.
And we're like,
I'm
now
so
what?
Sorry.
I know.
I understand.
But the Chargers were originally from LA, so.
That's true. Like a year or two.
Yeah.
Can I ask you something? Yeah. Side note. I'm so sorry.
No, please, go for
derail.
It.
I, really from people from San Diego. You're born and raised in San Diego?
Yeah.
I keep hearing that there's like this one-sided hate for LA. I've never hated San Diego or San Diego teams. And every time I meet someone from San Diego, they're like, oh, I got to go down to LA, or like, oh, LA teams suck. And I'm like, you're like 2 hours from us. Like, why? What's with the one-sided hate?
There is a hate. I don't understand.
What is it? It has to be sports, right?
I think it's a lot of things baseball. Besides sports. You know?
Are you sure it's just San Diego? Because I think people in general just really don't like LA people.
What's up with that?
Well, like, no. Well, this is true. When you're like in like at a party, and you're like, oh, where are you from? And like, oh, like I'm from Minnesota, or I'm from Florida, blah, blah. It's like, I'm from California. Like, oh.
What is that?
But then you say like San Diego, like, oh, nice. What? Okay, cool.
Right? Yeah. So while I was in Florida, like people would ask, because you're at like a theme park, so people are like, oh, what state are you from? Where are you traveling from? Right. And I kept saying Hollywood. Right. And in Florida, there's a Florida Hollywood. Mm-hmm. So there's another city named that. And then my mom would have to like chime in and be like, she means LA, like California Hollywood. Yeah. And then I would watch them viscerally go,
oh my God.
I was like, okay. Yeah. Like,
there's a stereotype about us LA people that people don't, that they just don't like.
But then I would like chime in because I was uncomfortable. I'd be like, well, I'm originally from Minnesota. And then their face would change again. So it's like, I think the stereotypes with media help build this idea that like everyone in LA is like vapid and only cares about themselves. When it's like, a lot of the people that are born and raised from here that I know are wonderful.
Yeah. Exactly. So the nicest people I've ever met.
You can't blame a place for the people's actions. Yes. You know, like it's just, but I see what you're saying though, that there's like this
weird
unanimous.
I hated San Diego when I was a kid because I just don't fit in. I fit in LA. I can blend right in with people and it's awesome. But over there in San Diego, I stand out like a sore thumb.
Really?
So I loved moving up here. I was like, yes, I should have been born out here in LA. This is so much, there's so much to do. San Diego is a beautiful place to retire and have kids.
Oh,
that's
really?
About it. And if you make a lot of money.
Yeah.
I was like,
It's gotten more expensive than, I mean, I was in a one bedroom apartment with my ex in Chula Vista. It was only $600, something like that.
What?
Front yard, back door, you know, freaking all the stuff, like a block away from the places I worked. And it was amazing. That was like 2000 and...
But like super expensive.
No? It was like $675.
Why do I hear San Diego's like the most expensive?
It's gotten expensive.
Now.
I've been out here. I've been out here since 2003. So it's changed a lot.
Okay.
So,
okay.
Yeah.
Huh.
So anyway, I don't hate San Diego.
What's
up with that? What's up with that?
I do want to bring it back to the Chargers though, because I'm curious, like, did someone introduce it to you, and then all of a sudden, like, for Christmas that year, you just got a bunch of Charger stuff, and then you evolved into it, like a Pokemon kind of thing? Like, I need to know the lore of the beginning. Like,
you
how
know
did
Sean.
You get there? Yes.
You filmed with Sean in the Phasmophobia, right?
Fault.
It's all Sean's fault. Next time you see him, just say, like,
it's your fault.
You made Stephanie DeLulu, like, crazy DeLulu.
You did this.
Sean's from San Diego, and then, like, he's always at our house because he's always working on the projects, you know. I don't know if I was allowed to say...
Yeah, that's fine.
Oh, okay.
Definitely.
but yeah, Sean works on a lot of the film projects we do. I'm not in any of them because I don't have a desire to act, because I'm not an actress. I don't know how to memorize lines. Kudos.
At all?
I mean, I could try, but
because they
I'm
could
not...
literally off camera be like, "Your line is the ghost is coming."
I mean, maybe if it was like a one liner, but if I had a like script, no.
Honestly, because I think not to tangent for a second, but like we'll get back into it. Because it sounds like they're going to do this Phasmophobia bit again. At least that's
good.
What I don't know for a fact.
Oh, good.
But by the time you guys are seeing this, it won't be a spoiler alert. My character's gone. I die. So did I spoil it for you? I'm so sorry.
No. I didn't get to watch it. It came out yesterday, right?
Yeah.
I didn't have time because we were filming Fast Food yesterday, so I plan to watch it tonight.
Well, spoiler alert.
Oh, okay.
Well, sorry.
R.I.P.
But they should write you in as a bit joke where you like walk in as Rhonda or something. And then you're like, oops, wrong room. And then you get murdered.
Yeah.
Or I don't know. Like, it could be, I don't know. Not trying to tell them how to do their job, but it could be hilarious with you as a cameo. Or in your Charger gear. Like, there's so many possibilities.
I mean, I'd be down to do, like, something small, but, like, having a big role in that. I'm a really insecure person.
Really?
Yeah, like, I'm,
you put
like,
on clown
what
makeup.
When I win clown makeup, I'm confident. I'm also DeLulu in that way, too. Like, normal me, I'm like, oh, my God, my acne scars, like, my blemishes. And then me and the clown, I'm like, what's up? Rhonda's here. Like, I could do anything as Rhonda. What is that? I don't know what that is.
I love that. That is acting.
It's armor.
It's armor.
It's armor.
Yeah. Wow.
I feel naked without my eyes and my rings and my bracers and... I'm feeling totally normal.
Your
just
get up,
like, just, I'm just quiet when I'm going to work. I'm like totally Clark Kent.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, I'm normal.
I'm normal.
I'm normal and vulnerable right now.
I don't know that Cosmo could ever be called normal, like, in the most polite way.
Listen, if I wear my glasses and, like, a nice little button-up and, like, no rings and just hair, like, in a slick back and mm-hmm. or even a hat on, yeah, I could, trust me. I walked into bars and it took people, like, at least 5 or 10 minutes, my friends, to notice I was in the bar.
Really?
Yeah. What it took was me doing the Chewbacca, like, thing that I do.
Oh, I
yeah.
haven't heard it.
And they're like, Cosmo? Is Cosmo here? Like, and they're like, whoa! And I'm like sitting right there by the door. It's just
wow.
It's crazy. It's incognito.
No, I'm right there with you. Like, if I have to wear a dress to, like, let's say I have to go to a wedding, I'm like, oh, a dress. I don't know if I connect it with, like, the cult church I was in. Yeah. Like, oh. Like, I had to wear dresses all the time, and so, like, yeah. Now I'll do anything but wear a dress okay. or a skirt. Like this is my normal, like, sweatpants or, like, leggings and, like, a t-shirt. This is so. Yeah. So, and a beanie because I hate styling my bangs. This is very me.
Yeah.
But yeah, if I have to wear anything like a dress or something, I'm just like, oh, I don't feel like me. You know, yeah. Like yeah. I'm like, oh, I have to be like dainty and girly. I'm so not that.
Yeah.
I'm so not that. Yeah.
I love it though. Anyway. But then you know, like your comfort zone. You yeah. know, and that's important because I think a lot of people struggle with like knowing like why they're feeling a certain way in a certain outfit and they can't like identify that it's like, well, you're just not comfortable in that outfit.
Exactly. Change, same with cosplay. There's some cosplays I'm sure you've worn that you're like, I feel uncomfortable in this. And mm-hmm. as soon as you're done filming or whatever, you just take it off and you're like, I'm not going to wear that for a minute because it just made me feel like not me.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you have one like that?
I spent way too long building it, so I'm ashamed to admit it, but it's my Red Sonja. It's like one of my new most popular ones. But somebody finally helped me figure it out because they had made a comment because I was wearing it and I had like clothes on over it and I was like walking to the booth carrying a bunch of my stuff and it was making all this noise and doing all this stuff and clanking around and like it scrapes my skin, it like leaves imprints because it's like it's mural metal, you know, right, like scale mail.
Right.
And somebody finally was like, oh, I would feel so overstimulated in that. Like, how do you wear that? And I was like, this is what yes. overstimulation is. Yes. Because I've never felt overstimulated. I love lots of things happening at mm-hmm. once. Mm-hmm. To me, it doesn't bother me. Mm-hmm. But now I've learned that term. So I yes. can only really wear a Red Sonja for like maybe 3 hours max. And then I have to take a break because it's heavy. It's uncomfortable. Mm-hmm. I'm always scared I'm going to pop out somewhere. So it's like, right.
And you know, conventions are already like yeah. overstimulating. So that yeah. and a costume that's jingle jangle, scratching.
Mm-hmm. Heavy.
Yeah, that seems like I would be like, get me out of this right now.
Yeah,
I get that.
I felt that way. I wore my first spandex suit.
Ooh! Oh, you got that dancer belt.
What? I got the dancer belt. Yeah,
which cosplay?
For Gambit. Oh, so usually it's like armor plating and like nice. Black jeans and stuff like that. But this time I went for the full 9 yards, and the contacts are already uncomfortable because they're scleras and they're just all in my eye. Uh-huh. But this time I'm going to a party. It was one of those after-hour parties, and I'm in full spandex suit. I had something underneath it and everything. I had a compression like shirt yeah. and like the dance belt, and I was just like, I felt like I was just wearing a trench coat and boots. That's all I felt like. And, like when the wind hit, I was like, oh, crap. Ooh, it's cold. It's cold. I'm like sitting down. I'm like crossing my legs. I'm like looking down. I'm like, all right, nothing's popping out on the side. I'm like, oh my God, people were hugging me and I was like, hey, how's it going? But it was really.
You felt like exposed.
I did. Yeah, I really did. Yeah. I really did. And then I was like, I'm never doing this again. Never.
Yeah.
Never, ever. I don't know how the Spider-Mans do it. Yeah. Damn.
Yeah. Ugh. It's probably something it takes a while to get used to for sure.
I'm wearing a trench coat, right? Oh, yeah. It's a nice wool trench coat, mm-hmm. but I still felt like Flasher. Like, ah!
Yeah, yeah. You felt naked for yeah. sure. No, I get it. I get
Second
it.
Skin for sure, man.
Oh. We're used to that as women, I guess.
Ooh, yeah, we're just kind of like, whatever.
Like, the leggings are already so tight that we're just, yeah, it's the same thing, I guess.
Yeah, yeah. I don't think I've ever felt like that uncomfortable in a cosplay, but it's also because like I'm crazy and I will like wear it around my house for a couple, not days, but like I'll put it on for a couple hours and like walk around and see if I have
wear tests. Yeah, yeah,
yeah. Smart, smart. So I feel like I kind of eliminate that like, oh, I've bit off more than I can chew sort of thing.
Right.
But
right.
I feel like you kind of have to do that.
Right. Right.
It's fine second. When you're in the house and everything's great, but then yeah. when you're out in public,
it's yeah, someone's looking
yeah.
at you.
Yeah. I'm just like, I walk up and I had like the coat like this, like. like, oh, is that a new suit? I'm like, yeah, don't touch me.
Don't touch it. And that's why I hung out with Ashlyn.
Yeah.
And she's so sweet. I love her. And she's in full latex. And mm-hmm. I have so much respect for people who wear latex because, like, as soon as I'm in it, I can't do it. I cannot do it. Like, I'm sweating. I sweat a lot. Mm-hmm, and I was like, I was watching her. She wasn't sweating. I was like, you, talent. Yeah. She has to be, like, uncomfortable, right? Mm-hmm. No?
Yeah.
Latex is uncomfortable, right?
I will say, I think she's allergic to latex. Oh. So I think it was actually, what's that other material that's very similar to latex?
Oh. I know what you're talking about.
Everyone's screaming it in the comments.
It looked like latex and mad respect because I could not.
Yeah, I'm like 90% sure she's allergic to latex.
Actually, yeah, I think she said that, yeah.
Is it
PVC?
The pipes? I don't know.
Yeah,
yeah. Someone's going to let us know.
Someone's going to be so mad
that description, like on Amazon, is like, if the fabric is made out of PVC, I'm like, made out of piping?
Pleather.
Where it's like that same sort of, like, you could easily be fooled into thinking it's latex.
But and I see you wear it a lot, too.
I used to a lot at conventions.
No, you're Velma, isn't that?
Yeah, but I wear, like, a different shirt with, like, the skirt. So I found ways to, like, make it a little bit more comfortable. Because I also am a sweaty girl.
Yes,
like, I don't know what it is about me. I'm just very porous, I guess. Yes. Just gotta,
but I hear that's a good thing to be sweaty. Your toxins are being pushed out of your body or something. Like, I mean, I'm no scientist, but you know.
Yeah. We're not Dr. Kill. We don't know.
I'm just cosplayer. Right, right.
But if it's good for me, then great.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yes.
But it's really not fun going through deodorant and like trying to find one that works because none of them work.
Or you take off the full latex or faux latex? What do we say?
Pleather.
Pleather. And then it's just sweat.
Yeah.
And like you could wring it out and it's just, ugh. Yeah. Anyway, sorry to gross out everyone.
No, that happened with me in the latex, in the spandex suit. I was like,
oh, yeah.
I walked back to the hotel. I was like, okay, cool. Took off the coat, which is already like heavy. It's wool. I'm like, oh, feels nice and airy. And I unzipped it. I had a string. So Spider-Man told me to put a string on the zipper.
Help yourself out.
Like, awesome tip.
And I have to be able to get out of it. I just, that's the costumes. I can't do any costumes where somebody's helping me putting it on. Mm-hmm. So I took it off and I'm like taking it off and I'm like, oh God. And then I took off the Under Armour and the underpants. I'm like, oh my God.
Yeah.
I'm like,
sweat
it all up in that sucker. Yeah. Oh, and I put socks over the spandex for the boots.
Yeah.
Cause I didn't know how slippery or how loose it's going to be. Mm-hmm. Oh, it was a nightmare. I've been in costumes before, but that was like, wow.
Yep.
See, the worst thing about latex is it's hydrophobic. Oh. So when you go to take off latex, a big puddle of water plops out.
Oh no.
Yep. So it looks like you peed yourself.
Oh my God. So much respect for people who do that. I can't, I cannot.
No. There is like a talcum powder. I don't think it's technically talcum, but there are ways to like powder yourself down so it doesn't happen.
Oh.
So I haven't had it happen quite like that, but I've heard the horror stories of like, it looks like I just peed on the floor at the con because I pulled my dress and it went like it's.
I'm so good on that. Yeah.
So you don't want to wear any latex?
No. I'm like the most casual cosplayer out there. Like if I have to wear heels, I'm not doing it. If it's like what's her name? Jessica Rabbit? No. Wig, heels, and a dress?
No.
That is literally, you would never.
I would never.
That's like
I get
Matrix.
That request all the time, and I'm like, ain't no way.
Don't get me started on wigs, man. I don't know how you guys can wear it for a very long time.
I always get a headache. If it's like, if it's a tight one, I get a headache. Well, not anymore, actually.
Yeah. I would maybe like look at your wig sizes. Like,
it's too much hair being like, I'm not like putting my hair down enough. Maybe the pony's too tight and then the tight wig. It's like too much.
Mm.
I don't know.
That could be it.
I'm a real lazy cosplayer. If it's a cosplay with like red hair, I'm like, yes, thank God. I don't have to do like a wig or anything. I'm so casual.
See, I feel like wearing wigs is kind of lazy because then I don't have to wash my hair that day. I've got to heat tool it.
Oh my God, we're the opposite. Yeah, if I have to wear a wig, I'm like, oh no, I'm trying too hard now.
No such thing in this house. Hides my wig collection that's like, there's so many. I also just don't have a lot of hair as a human, so for me it's like wigs are kind of like
I like the haircut, by the way.
Thanks. Really, so just thought it'd be kind of nice to go a little shorter, cut all the dead ends off. But yeah, I mean, everybody kind of finds their comfort zone with different things. Mm-hmm. But like you do Rhonda, mm-hmm. I've seen you do Poison Ivy. Mm-hmm.
I do little clown characters now. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I kind of just like accepted that. And I was like, let's do all the clowns. Like I know it was like, everyone would say like, can I say Klessie?
Yeah.
Okay, like I would get a lot of classy comments, and yes. I was like, that's weird, guys. And then one day I was like, actually, let's just play into it. Yeah. I'll just go full clown. So now full clown.
Yeah. I feel like clowns are actually really big right now.
Yeah.
Like, that's a weird thing to say, but I don't see any shame in that game. Like, yeah. I feel like everybody's just embracing it.
I mean, if people like it, I'll just keep doing it. And I enjoy it. Like, again, like, I have, like, a sense of, like, weird fake confidence when I'm a clown. I don't know what that is. It needs to be studied, but I enjoy doing clown cosplays.
Yeah, to me, it's like, as an actor, I feel like that's an acting trope, where it's like you put on your costume and it just feels right. Like, it feels like you could be that character. Or maybe there's some aspect of, like, them mentally where they feel a little bit more expressive.
Right.
And maybe, like, just your personality, like, really relates to that, I would guess.
I mean, Cal is the same way. You know Cal.
Yeah, who does
a good burger. He said, I was like, you're not nervous when you're on stage at our events? And he's like, no, when I'm Ed, I'm confident. And I was like, so it's really a thing. Like, if you put on your little, like, character, you just kind of, you confidence out of nowhere. It's kind of cool.
I am super confident in being flirtatious and whatnot as Gambit than I am in my real
self. Cosplay has given us a whole, like, self-confidence thing. Like, there's like a boost in it.
Right?
Like,
definitely.
I mean, you seem like you don't need that. You seem very confident, like, and, like, you seem very, like, mentally there. Like, you got it all going, right? Like, you're smart, you're talented, you're beautiful. You don't seem like someone that needs to hide behind a cosplay for confidence.
I mean, I grew up doing pageants. Oh. So for me, it's like, I was taught that, like, Not like the glitz and glamour ones. It was more like scholastic achievement ones where, like, you would get awards for volunteer work, public speaking. Mm-hmm. And I think that kind of, like, got rid of, like, I still have a lot of stage fright, but I have ways of, like, dealing and coping. Oh, yeah. Especially, like, singing on stage is a very vulnerable thing in general for people. But for me especially, because I was told, like, my whole life I wasn't a good singer. So I get very, like, what if they think I'm really bad? So I don't know. I mean, there's times where I'll be wearing a cosplay and I'm kind of like, why did I do this to myself? This feels weird.
Right.
But I don't know. I guess, like, the pageant kind of, like, taught me to, like, not care because I had lost so many times as a kid.
I see.
And so it just kind of taught me that, like, those people's opinions don't really matter at the end of it all. And even, like, with social media, like, you're really confident. You post all the time on social media.
Right.
I'm kind of able to take that mentality and put it into my real life. Where it's like, for every one person that's saying, like, your cosplay is not great, it's like, well, now I know I'm, like, hitting the algorithm in the right spot because I'm outside of my group of fans.
The hate comments.
To me tells me that, like, the video is doing really well.
I usually, like, if a hate comment, I'm like, thanks for commenting to help boost my video, tell me more. Like, that's kind of like my go-to.
Like, bait them, you know.
I'm waiting for that day. I'm waiting for hate comments. I don't get any hate comments off the Cosmo Network. None. And I'm like, come on,
you just
it.
Want one to, like, what would your response be?
Nothing, just a smile and a thumbs up.
He just wants that moment, though.
You got to kill him with kindness.
Exactly. Yeah. I do that on TikTok. Yeah. Oh, my God. So many people take that. Like, oh, Black Gambit. I'm like,
TikTok is the home of the haters.
The home of the haters.
Actually, Facebook, too.
Really?
Do you post on Facebook Reels? Yikes, guys. They can say all kinds of words that you can't say on other platforms. I'm like, did he just use that word? And they're able to keep it up. Like, Facebook's ruthless.
I don't really post anything on Facebook.
Yeah, maybe don't.
Yeah.
my Facebook is just close as friends.
They do?
Yeah. Facebook, I feel like, pays better per view.
I don't know. I'm not in it.
No?
But I actually had a question about something you said earlier.
Sure.
Who said you can't sing back home?
Oh, like, so many people.
Like your family?
Hi, Mom. I'm sure she'll be watching this. So there was a time where this actually comes up a lot on this show that my mom was not, she's very honest. She's a very honest person. I am the same way where it's like, I can always tell when things are going really great or when they're not, but, like, sometimes you have to push past the cringe anyways.
Right.
But there was a point where my mom was just kind of like, you're an okay singer. You're okay. Like,
she's just blunt.
And it wasn't, like, to hurt me. It was just to kind of be like, okay, well, I'm paying money for you to get up and compete in this preliminary, which is talent. Why don't you just stick to something you're really good at? Why don't you do dance? Like, why don't you, you know, do other things?
Ouch.
But I was, okay, well, it's not that bad. But, like, we worked on it. We've actually, like, really talked about it and, like, really put things in a good place.
That's
great. So I don't feel weird about it anymore. But it was true. Like, back then I wasn't, like, the singer I am today. And even today I still have a lot of, like, growth and, like, things that I want to work on. So it's It was hard as a kid to hear that, but mm-hmm. now that I'm older, I'm just kind of like, you know, she just didn't, she was trying to, like, protect me from the haters that I now see all the time.
Right,
you know?
Right. I think you're a great singer. Yeah. I, as someone who cannot sing, like, trust me, like, we do karaoke and I just watch. You're great.
Thanks.
So you're saying you weren't always that great?
No, it was definitely like a taught thing where it's like I could sing decent, but I had to like work on it. And like this, your singing is like a muscle. You have to work on it every day. And the times that you like take breaks, it leaves. Like your range leaves.
Oh,
your, like,
what? Really?
Yeah. It's.
I did not know that.
It's like going to the gym.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I did not know that.
Yeah.
But what about people that are just born talented and they could just sing as like a 2-year-old or 5-year-old?
And they're just lucky.
They're built different.
There's like star athletes that have that too, you know, can just, they just have it. And that's, we call that like God-given talent where it's just like you came out of the womb singing.
Yes. Yes.
And like, we love that. Yes. Like, I think it's great. But I also think that that can harbor a lot of, I don't want to say mispractice, but like, I think sometimes those type of people don't go very far because they don't know the art of practice and like really working on their craft.
Right.
Whereas like, we got to push past the cringe with cosplay and like building things. And like, there's so much more when you have to work hard to get something. Like, I don't know, you just appreciate it more.
I agree.
It makes you not want to leave hate comments.
Exactly. So. I've never done that. Even as a teenager, same. When the internet came out, I'm showing my age. Your hair looks weird. Like, I don't understand that like mentality where like you have to be mean to someone online. It's mm-hmm. kind of, I don't know. I never understood that.
It's bullies. Yeah. It's like bullies always like to pick out or point out your flaws.
Yeah,
I feel like it's always people that wish they could be as open as we are. So I try to keep that in mind, that it's usually coming from a place of hurting and they don't know how to properly use that.
Yeah.
So, or at least that's what I like to think, you know?
Yeah. Give I mean, like, because I treat people how I want to be treated. So mm-hmm. I just always had that mentality. And so when I went and started posting pictures online, I was like, why is everyone being mean to me? Like, I didn't understand that, you know? And then I was like, okay, that's just...
Yeah.
Maybe I'm just not their cup of tea and they just need to let me know. You know, that's cool. Yeah, you know, all right. But thank you. Bye-bye. Like, I block a lot.
Do you?
I block a lot.
Nice. I sometimes keep some of the haters around for a little bit. And then I'll go in and be like.
Well, if they say anything about my friends, gone. I don't even give them time a day.
Yep.
Like, how dare you say blah, blah, blah to blah, blah, blah. Like, that's my girl. And then I'll block. But if they say, like, you're ugly, I'm like, yeah, I know. Anyway.
Yeah.
You trust me, you don't hate me more than I hate me. So like,
exactly.
You know?
Exactly. That's so true.
Right.
Like, we don't actually hate ourselves, but there are sometimes where I'll post something and I'm like, that is so
Like when I get like the notifications from something I posted like years ago and I'm like,
The looking back is so painful.
It is. Especially on TikTok.
Yes! TikTok is so different now.
Yeah. I started during the pandemic, and I'm like looking at some of the stuff. I'm like, what kind of camera was it? Was I using a flip phone? What the hell
was going on?
Yeah, the quality.
Yeah, the quality and just the costumes. And I'm like, no. Yeah,
the weird trends.
Or like being off when you're lip syncing, but it's so off that it's like, why?
So off.
It was
like that back then, and then it got better.
Yeah,
like it got really better. Where the point was like, there was that one trend was like, are they really lip syncing or?
Yeah.
It was a good trend for a while.
No, I try to not watch my old videos. I try to just.
I don't.
Yeah,
it's better.
My past, and you know, this is me now.
I've grown,
and now I'm a delusional sports fan. And
hell yeah,
everything's fine.
Go Bolts.
Totally normal.
Well, speaking of being a delusional fan, we actually have a lot of our Delulu fans that have questions for you on Patreon.
Cool. Okay, cool.
Man, I totally want to have you come back because we could like yap forever.
Yeah, I'd love that.
So be sure to like watch this episode a bunch of times. Comment down below because we definitely want to have stuff come back at some point. Love that. But where can everybody find you on social media?
Yeah, Scuba Steph. I'm sorry, I don't scuba dive. That is a misconception. I get tagged in scuba diving content all the time.
Oh, no.
Like, I feel so bad for scuba divers that think I'm... Anyway, they click on my account and they're like, what is this half-dressed woman? So Scuba Steph on Instagram, TikTok, Facebook, even though the mean comments there, YouTube, and Snapchat.
And you got your name everywhere spelled the same?
Not really.
Close-ish variations?
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you go to my link on Instagram, that has all my socials.
Amazing. And then also, Cosmo, where can everybody find you?
The Cosmo Network on YouTube with the Cosmo Show. And then, yeah, Instagram, Facebook. Well, not Facebook. That's just for friends.
Don't do it.
Just for friends. Those are just friends, close friends that I know. I don't just add anybody there. But Instagram, yes. The Cosmo Show, the Cosmo Network on Instagram, and then on TikTok as well.
Amazing. And you all know where to find me, Dare Taylor Official with the blue check mark on Instagram. Don't fall for the spam. Don't fall for the fakes.
You don't have any second accounts?
Oh, I have so many.
Oh, okay.
I have like 6 TikTok accounts that I run. It's really bad. It's so bad. I have so many. But if you follow me on Instagram, your face.
I try
you
to.
Are the hardest. So you are a hard worker. Respect, dude.
She has so many. Addiction. And I'm like, is this one a fraud? Is this one a fraud? Is this one a fraud? Like, no, they're all hers. I'm like, damn.
Okay. I hustle. You kill it. It's posting on one social media for me is like, oh.
Yeah.
6? A daily?
But yeah. Because, like, I run this account. We'll talk about this during the
okay,
break.
Okay, sorry.
But, like, I run this account. I run, yeah. Because, like, we do so many other things that it's, like, it's not just me and stuff. But
impressive.
But Instagram's, like, the main landing page. Because, like you said, I've got, like, the link,
.me
or whatever. So you guys can find everything else there. But stay DeLulu because it's the Salulu. And come join us over on Patreon Lulu. You guys know where to come check us out. So
Patrilulu.
Stick around. Patrilulu.
Patrilulu.
There you go.
Patrilulion.
We'll see you all over there. Row on over. Ah. See, I still got the references.
Sure.
I was like, shut up, Dare. I was better than you.
Oh, no.